Chapter 4, The True Feminist Man. We weren't immune to the dream of our own bio kid. Long before we found ourselves in a room full of straight people grieving our infertility, we'd looked into having bio kids. Unlike the folks sitting at the table with us, however, we only wasted a little bit of time and practically no money. I'd started thinking about a bio kid before I even met Terry, which was partly why we'd decided to go ahead and adopt even though we'd been together a relatively short time. Terry almost married into kids the day we met, so why not? The adoption process takes at least a year, so if things didn't work out, we would have broken up long before we got the kid, calling a halt to the lifelong adoption process before it was too late. But if things were still going strong, the kid would arrive right around year three-ish, which seemed like a reasonable time to start a family. But when I met Terry, I was in the middle of tense baby-making negotiations with three different lesbians. Two were a couple, one was single, and all were my kind of dykes. Tough, smart, no-bullshit types, each with fully functioning senses of humor and just the right glaze of cynicism to take the edge off their people united can never be defeated politics. All three wanted to get pregnant, none wanted to go the sperm bank route, and all wanted to have a dad around. The lesbians would be the primary parents, but I would be involved. And down the road, if things worked out, we'd make some brothers and sisters. It was just what I wanted at the time. I was single and couldn't be a full-time or even half-time parent, so the offers were very tempting. Sweep in, play dad, sweep out. Poopy diaper? Hand the kid to a lesbian. And since I like lesbians more than I like gay men, the idea of making babies with lesbians and forming a large, happy, extended queer family appealed to me politically. So I talked with both lesbian couple and lesbian single. And talked. And talked. And talked. This was my first personal experience with lesbian deep process, and I can't say I cared for it. I especially didn't like how powerless the whole thing made me feel. Waiting for other people to make their minds up about something I was ready to do is not my idea of a delightful way to spend a year. But I couldn't force the issue, as that would have made me an asshole, and I understood the decision had more serious consequences for the lesbians than it did for me, so I was willing to wait. For a while. I did my level altar boy best to be patient as the talks dragged on. And on. And on. As I soon learned, all three lesbians had approached me at the beginning of their decision-making process, and none of them were even sure they wanted to have kids. They were exploring.